Shalom Aleichem to all my white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is Word for Word here on EFR. We're going to get into chapter 36 of Genesis, or Bereshit, as it is in Hebrew. All these people in chapter 36 are on the enemies list for Israel. Verse 1 says, this is the family lineage, the Toledot, of Esau, who is Edom. And we know who the Edomites are. So all the people mentioned here are mixed breed with cursed seed line, and they are on the enemies list for Israel. They are not our friends. Pardon me for a minute. I had to mute the mic. I have bronchitis, especially in the morning. And that's old age for you. That's how it is. So let's delve into this. We're just going to read the list here. There's not a lot of comment on chapter 36. We'll get into some things when we get into 37. But right now, I'm just going to read this what I consider an enemies list. All the Edomites and their descendants. Okay, verse 2. Esau took wives of Canaan. Ada, 5:7-11, the daughter of Elon, the Hitti, and Oholibamah, 173, the daughter of Anna, 6:0-3:4, the daughter of Tisbon, the Hiwi. That's a Hivite. And Bosmath, 13:15, the daughter of Yishmael, sister of Nebaioth. Bar Adah to Esau Eliphaz, and Bosmath bore Reuel, 7:4-6:7. And Oholibamah bore Yeush, 3:2-6:6, and Yalam, 3:2-8:1, and Korach with a Q, Q-O-R-A-C-H, 7:1-4:1. These are the sons of Esau that were born to him in the land of Canaan. Took Esau his wives and his sons and his daughters and all the beings of his household, and all his livestock, and all his beasts, and all his acquisitions that he had gotten in the land of Canaan, and walked into the land from before Jacob his brother. Now remember, they had met and sort of made a amends. And he went one way and Jacob went the other. So that was the reason for that. Boy. For was their property, 7:3-9:9, more than they might dwell together? And was not able the land where they were lodging to bear them for the presence of their livestock. They had so much livestock they would have grazed a place flat and killed all the plants. It would have even eaten the roots. Sheep are bad for that. Verse 8. Dwelled Esau in the hill country. Esau is Edom. verse 9. Just a second. This is the family lineage of Esau, forefather of Edom, in the hill country of Seir. Verse 10. These are the names of the sons of Esau. Eliphaz, son of Ada, the wife of Esau. Reuel, son of Basmath, the wife of Esau. And were the sons of Eliphaz, Teman, 8487. Now remember, Teman is the name of one of their great cities. And when I read all the verses the other day where Yahweh hates Esau, it says, is there no wisdom in Teman? Well, that was the capital city of the Edomites. These were the sons of Eliphaz. Teman, Omar, 201, Sepho, that's T is in tango, S is in sugar, E-P-H-O, number 6825, Gaatam, pardon me, this is difficult in the morning, Gaatam, 1609, and Kenaz, with a Q, Q-E-N-A-Z, Kenaz, 7073. Timnah, 8555, was concubine, 6370, to Eliphaz, son of Esau, and bore to Eliphaz Amalek. Oh ho! The Amalekites! Amalek, 6002. These were the sons of Adah, wife of Esau. You see where this is leading? The Amalekites from Amalek, son of Eliphaz, the enemies list of Israel. And these were the sons of Reuel, Nakoth, 5184, not Nakash, Nakoth, A-T-H, and Zerach, and Shammah, and Mizah. These were the sons of Basmath, wife of Esau. And these are the sons of Oholibamah, daughter of Anna, daughter of Sibeon, wife of Esau. She bore Yeush and Ya'elam, 3281, and Korach, Q-O-R-A-C-H. There were a number of people named Korach, so you have to go by who the father was. A bunch of Korachs. Same way there's a whole bunch of Jehoshaphats, not just one. Verse 15, these were the chieftains, 4-4-1. Now in your King James Version, it'll say dukes. That is an inserted, anglicized church term. The word in Hebrew is number 4-4-1, and it means chieftains. So there's more tampering in the KJV. These were the chieftains of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, firstborn of Esau, Chief Teman, Chief Omar, Chief Sepho, Chief Kenaz, Chief Korah, Chief Gaetam, Chief Amalek. These are the chieftains of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These were the grandsons of Adah. Verse 17. And these are the sons of Reuel, sons of Esau, Chief Nakoth, Chief Zerach, Chief Shammah, Chief Mizah. These were the chieftains of Reuel in the land of Edom. These were the grandsons of Basmath, wife of Esau. Yeah. Pardon my muting the mic here, but you don't really need to hear that. ugh. Okay. Verse 18. These are the grandsons of Oholibamah, wife of Esau. Chief Yeush, chief Ya'elam, chief Korach. These were chieftains of Oholibamah, daughter of Anah, wife of Esau. Verse 19. These, pardon me, these are the sons of Esau, and these are his chieftains. He is Edom. Verse 20. These are the sons of Seir. Now that was the name of the mountain that they dwelled on. Seir was called after him. The Hori 2752, that's Horite in your King James Version, that dwelled in the land. Lotan 3877 and Shobal 7732 and Sibeon 6649 and Anah 6034 and Dishon 1787 and Etzer 687 and Dishan with an A 1789. These were the chieftain of the Hori, sons of Seir and the land of Edom. Now let's stop right there for a second. These are Horites, another Edomite tribe, and they all bred with the children of Edom. So there's more Canaanite blood going into the seed line there. So it just started right away. They were just mixing up a storm. Verse 22. And were the sons of Lotan, Hori, 2753. That's one number different than Hori, indicating the Horites. And Heman, Heyman, 1968. And the sister of Lotan was Timnah, 8555. Well, Timnah was barren son. I mean, they were all there. It's just a racial soup right there. Everything, you've just put everything in it. Big stew of evil Canaanites that worshiped all kinds of false gods. And that's why Yahweh hated them. 23. And these were the sons of Shobal, Alawan, 5935, and Manakath, 4506, and Ebal, Eybal, 5858, and Shepho, 8195, and Onam, 208. And these were the sons of Sibeon, 6649, Ayah, 345, that's AYYAH, and Anah, 6034. This is Anah that found the hot springs, one word, 3222. Now in King James, it reads differently. And hot springs in the wilderness, as he fed, 7462, that means to pasture or feed livestock, the asses, 2543, of Sibeon, his father. He came across some hot springs while he was out taking care of livestock. Verse 25, and these were the children of Anah, Dishon, and Oholibamah, the daughter of Anna. Now you see that these are the Horites, and the Edomites were marrying in with the Horites. It's a repeat of all these people. This gives you the lineage to show you the mixing that was going on with these people. Verse 26, and these were the sons of Dishon, Chemadon, 2533, and Eshbon, 790, and Yithron, 3506, and Kiron, 3763. And these are the sons of Etzer, Bilhan, 1092, and Zaawan, 2190, and Akan with a Q, A-Q-A-N, 6130. Verse 28, and these are the sons of Dishan, Uts, U-T-S, 5780, and Aran, 765. Let's see, now that I can breathe again. 29, these are the chieftains of the Hori, the Horites, an Edomite, Canaanite mixture. Chief Lotan, Chief Shobal, Chief Sibeon, Chief Anna, Chief Dishon, Chief Etzer, Chief Dishan. It sounds the same. Dishon is D-I-S-H-O-N, and Dishan is D-I-Y-S-H-A-N. They sound very similar. These are the chieftains of the Hori, of their chieftains in the land of Seir. Well, Seir eventually became the possession of the Edomites because all these people mixed so much that you couldn't tell them if they were all one people. Just like the seed of the Cainy, the children of Cain, mixed in with all the Canaanites so much they disappeared as a distinct people. So all the Canaanites and the Edomites have the satanic seed of Cain in with them today. And that's why they're so evil. Verse 31, and these are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom before reigned kings over the children of Israel. We didn't get kings till way later. And Shaul was the first, and then Dawid, and then it went downhill from there. Verse 32, and reigned over Edom Bela, 1106, son of Beor, 1160, and the name of his city was Dinahabah, 1838. Died Bela, and reigned in his place Yobab, 3103, son of Zerach, from Batra, 1224. That's a modern Batra. That's there today. 34, and died Yobab, and reigned in his place Cusham, 2367, from the land of the Tamani, 8489. There's Taman. Remember Taman? Well, these are the Tamani, his tribe. And they all were mixed. Let's just put it that way. 35. And died Cusham, and reigned in his place Hadad, 1908, son of Bidad, 911, who smote Midian, 4080, in the field of Moab, 4124. And the name of his city was Awith, A-W-I-Y-T-H, 5762. And died Hadad, and reigned in his place Samelah, 8062, from Masereka. It's a little early in the morning. 4957. 37. And died Samelah, and reigned in his place Shaul, 1756, of Rehoboth, 7344, by the river. Now they're talking about the Jordan River right there. 38. And died Shaul, and reigned in his place Baal Canaan, 1177. That's Baal, B-A-A-L, like the god Baal, the false god. Baal Canaan, that's Baal of Canaan, son of Achbor, 5907. And died Baal Canaan, son of Achbor, and reigned in his place Hadar, 1924. And the name of his city was Pau, P-A-U, 6464. And the name of his wife was Mehetabael. That's not a mistake. Mehetabael, 4105. Daughter of Matered, 4308. Daughter of Mezahab, 4314. That means water of gold. Gold water. Okay? Like Barry Goldwater? Funny how that comes up. May is water and Zahab is gold. That's gold water. Oi! Such a deal we got for you! 40. And these are the names of the chieftains of Esau, by their clans, 4940, by their places, 4725, by their names, Chief Timnah, Chief Alwah, Chief Yetet, Chief Oholibama. That name can be applied to a man or a woman. It is not gender specific. Chief Elah, Chief Pinon, 6373. Now, all of those are on the enemies list. And we'll move on here. Verse 42. Chief Kenaz, Chief Taman, Chief Mibitzar, 43. Chief Magadiel, 4025, Chief Eram, 5902. These are the chieftains of Edom by their habitations, 4186, in the land of their possession, 272. He, Esau, is the forefather of Edom. Now that's the enemies list. You see where the origins of these people that are enemies of true Israel today came from. Now, they are not distinct as a distinct people these days. They have bred and intermixed so much that their individual identity is forever lost. They are one great big racial soup. Boy, some mornings are rough for me. I'm sorry about that, but I have to mute the mic. My lungs are falling out. You can hear the roughness in my voice this morning. It's a little tough. Such is life. What can I say? Let's move on to chapter 37. 36 went real quick. It's just a long enemies list. Chapter 37, verse 1. Dwelt Jacob in the land where sojourned, 4033, his father, in the land of Canaan. This is the family lineage, again the Toledot, 8435, of Jacob. Yosef, being 17 years of age, it gives you his age, was pasturing, 7462, with his brothers, the flock. And the lad, 5288, was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, wives of his father, and brought a true report, 1681, of evil doing, 7451, to his father. All right, he was with these guys, and they were doing something they shouldn't do. Don't know what it is, it doesn't say. But he told on them. Verse 3. And Israel loved Yosef over all his sons, because he was a son of his old age. That's one word, 2208. And made he for him a tunic, 3801. Now, your KJV says a coat of many colors. That is inaccurate. It is a ceremonial, formal tunic. And this is one word, reaching to the palms and soles, 6466. Has nothing to do with many colors. That's not in Scripture. They put that in there. He made for him a tunic reaching to the palms and soles, long-sleeved and very long tunic. 4. And when saw his brothers that loved their father him over all his brothers, they hated him. That's 8130. And were not able, 3201, to speak to him peaceably. 7965. They were insanely jealous. They really were upset. Verse 5. And dreamed, 2492. Yosef, a dream, 2472. And told it to his brothers. And even more, they hated him. Said he to them, hear now this dream that I dreamed. Verse 7. And behold, we were binding, 481, sheaves, 485. In the midst, 8432, of the field. And behold, rose up my sheaf, and also stood upright, 5324, stood upright. And behold, surrounded, 5437, surrounded it your sheaves, and bowed low, 7812, to my sheaf. Now this is a forecasting of what's going to go on in the land of Mitzrayim, that's Egypt. This is what's going to happen in the future when he saves the family from the famine. Verse 8, and said to him his brothers, shall you indeed reign? That's 4427, 4427, doubled. You indeed reign over us, or indeed have dominion? That's 4910, 4910, doubled, over us. And even more, they hated him over his dreams and over his words. This is going to lead to their actions later. Verse 9, and he dreamed another dream afterwards and told it to his brothers, saying, behold, I dreamed a dream again, and behold, the sun, 8121, and the moon, 3394, and 11 stars, 3556, bowed low to me. the sun representing his father, the moon representing his mother, and the 11 stars representing his brothers. Verse 10. And he told it to his father and to his brothers, and rebuked him his father. Rebuked is 1605. Rebuked him his father, saying to him, "What is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall indeed come," that's 935 doubled, "I and your mother and your brothers, and bow low to you to the ground?" Okay, let's break for a second. They would, because he was second only to Paro in Egypt during this famine that's going to be coming up in the future. This is going to come to pass. 11, and envied, 7065, and envied him his brothers. But his father retained, that's 8104, to keep or guard. But his father retained his words. His father had an inkling because Yahweh had spoken to him, and he knew that these dreams were from Yahweh. It was hard for him to swallow. He didn't really understand that his son was going to be so important. But it was going to come to pass. Verse 12. And went his brothers to feed the sheep of their father in Shechem. And remember Shechem? That they killed all of them. Well, they've got all that land. And they wiped them out. 13. And said Israel to Yosef, "Do not your brothers feed in Shechem? Walk, and I shall send you to them." And he said, "Behold me." Like, here I am. I'm ready to go. That's just a Hebraism. Behold me. Hineni. 14. And he said to him, "Walk now and see if it is well," 7965, "with your brothers, and it is well with the sheep, and return with word to me." In other words, he had to have them watched over by Yosef, because they were going to go out and act the fool and do all kinds of stuff and get drunk and fool around with the local girls and do whatever they were going to do. They weren't going to take care of business. And he sent them to, sent Yosef to watch over them and bring back a report on what they were doing. "Yeah, they were fooling around, Dad." And he sent him forth from the valley of Hebron. And he came to Shechem. Well, that's another spelling. That's the formal spelling of Shechem. 7927. Verse 15. Found him a man and beheld him wandering, 8582, in the field. He was trying to find his brothers. And asked him the man, saying, "What seek you?" Seek is 1245. And said he, "My brothers I seek. Tell me, please, where," 375, "they are feeding." And said the man, "They left from here," left is 5265, "for I heard them say, 'Let us walk to Dothaena,'" 1886, 1886, "and walk Yosef after his brothers, and found them in Dothan." That's the common spelling of Dothan. Dothaena is the formal spelling. Same place, same Strong's number, but different spelling. One is formal, one is common. Verse 18. And they saw him from afar, 873.50. And before 2962, he came near 7126 to them, conspired 5230, they, against him to kill him, 4191. And said one man to his brother, behold, this master of dreams comes. That master is 1167, means owner or possessor or master. Has several usage. Verse 20, now come, and we will slay him, and cast, 7993, cast him in a pit, 953. Now, 953 can mean a pit, or a well, or a hole in the ground, whatever. It has multiple usage. And we will say, an evil living creature has eaten him, and we will see what becomes of his dreams. Now, it doesn't say who said this. It's one of the brothers. Verse 21, and heard Reuben, and delivered 5337. Delivered him from their hands and said, do not smite his life. 5221 is smite, and it usually means to smite to death. His life is 5315, and that's being or life or soul. It's nefesh. It has multiple usage. And said to them, Reuben, do not, 408, spill 8210, blood, 1818, but cast, 7993, him into, 413, the pit, 953 again, that is in the wilderness. There was a big dry pit out there. And your hand, 3027, do not send forth, 7971, upon him, so that he might deliver him from their hands and return him to their father. He was going to thwart their plans. It didn't work out very well. 23, and it was, when Yosef had come to his brothers, they had stripped 6584 of his tunic that reached palms and soles that was upon him. That's a little ponderous in English, but that's how it is in the Hebrew. And it was, when Yosef had come to his brothers, they had stripped of his tunic that reached palms and soles that was upon him. Verse 24, and they took him and cast him into a pit. And the pit was empty, 7386, with no water in it. It was a dry pit out in the wilderness. In other words, the unoccupied territory. 25, and they sat down to eat bread. And they lifted up their eyes and looked, and beheld a caravan, 736, of Yishmaelim, 3459, Ishmaelites, that came from Gilead with their camels bearing spices, 5219, balm, 6875, and myrrh, that's a perfume, 3910. Walking to go down into Mizraima, the formal spelling of Mizraim, 4714. Said Yehuda to his brothers, what gain, 1215, if we slay our brother and cover, 3680, his blood? 27. Come, and let us sell 4376, sell him to the Ishmaelim, and our hands not be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. 13:20. And they listened to their brother. Aha, well, they were going to do this, but they were eating. So their plans didn't work out real well. They were still eating. 28. And there passed by men of Midianim, Midianites, 4084, traveling merchants, 5503. And they removed 4,900 and lifted up Yosef from the pit. Oh, they beat the brothers to Joseph. They pulled him out. And they sold Yosef to the Ishmaelim for 20 pieces of silver. And came Yosef into Mitzrayim. The brothers didn't get a chance to get to the pit. That's coming up in the next verse. But the Midianites got him first because he was out of sight of the brothers, and they were down sitting there eating and drinking, and they sold him for 20 pieces of silver, the same price that was paid to Judah Iscariot for Yeshua Messiah. Is that prophecy or what? 20 pieces of silver. Same price for the life of Yosef as for the life of Yeshua Messiah. Wow. 29. And returned Reuben to the pit, and behold, was not Yosef in the pit. Wait a minute, my phone's ringing. Just a second. Oh, I hate telemarketers. I should have just turned the phone off. But what a mess. Where were we? Ah, yes. And behold, was not Yosef in the pit, and he rent his clothes. Big surprise, Reuben. You didn't make it. You were going to save him before, but you didn't get a chance. Because the Midianites got him and sold him to the Ishmaelites and beat you to it. And this was all by the hand of Yahweh, because Yosef was supposed to go down to Egypt. And it's going to be a very, very interesting subsequent chapter. Let's see. Where we are. And returned he to his brothers. I'm sorry. This is funny. And returned he to his brothers and said, the lad is not there. And where shall I go? What am I going to do now? I was going to save him. You were going to sell him. And he's not there. Surprise. 31, and they took the tunic of Yosef and slaughtered, 7819, a buck, 8163, of the goats, 5795, and dipped, 2881, the tunic in the blood. 32, and sent they the tunic reaching palms and soles, and came to their father and said, this we found. Scrutinize, 5234, now the tunic. Of your son is it or not? 33, and he scrutinized and said, "The tunic is my son's. An evil living creature has devoured him. Certainly pulled in pieces," that's 2963 doubled, "is Yosef." He's just jacked all out of shape. 34, and rent 7167, Jacob, his clothes, 8071, and put sackcloth, 8482, on his loins, 4975, and mourned, 56, over his son, many, 7227, days, 3117. 35, and rose up all his sons and all his daughters to comfort him, 5162, to comfort. But he refused, 3985, to be comforted, saying, "For I will go down to my son mourning to Sheolah," 7585. Now they've translated that grave. That is not grave. Sheol is the land of the dead and its inhabitants. Okay, very mystical. That's 7585. Sheolah is not the grave. They're translating it grave. I will go down, my son, mourning to the land of the dead. And wept, 1058, his father. Verse 36, and the Midianim, 4084, Midianites, sold him to Mitzrayim, to Potiphar, Potiphar, 6318, an officer, 5631, of Parao, not Pharaoh, Parao, captain, 8269, of the bodyguard, 2876. So that's who Potiphar was. He was the captain of Pharaoh's bodyguard. Now, this is going to lead up to the time of the famine. That's coming up in the next couple of chapters. But you can see here that Yosef is going to be a prototype of the Messiah, because he is going to save all the sons of Israel and Israel himself from this horrible famine that's going to be coming up in Mitzrayim. He was sold for 20 pieces of silver, identical to the price that Yeshua HaMashiach was sold to ransom and redeem all of Israel with his life on the stake at Calvary, where he was impaled, not crucified, impaled. It was a single pole. It did not have a crossbar. All these images that are in these churches are false. Every one of them. All of them. First of all, you are not to make any image, even of Yeshua Messiah, because they don't know what he looked like. They are doing something that was done by Michelangelo, a homosexual who painted the picture of Christ from his gay lover. And the Catholic Church has made that the type of Christ, and that's what all these images that they have produced since then via the Catholic Church is some faggot on a stick. That is not the image of Yeshua Messiah, because to make an image of him is forbidden by Yahweh. So there is the perversion of the Catholic Church, which is very gay-friendly anyway. They're portraying Michelangelo's queer lover as Jesus. You see how perverted it's gotten, folks? I mean, this is disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. People don't read history. They don't read anything anymore. A lot of you are in the know out there, because you wouldn't be listening to me if you weren't avid devotees of the Bible and didn't study a lot anyway. This is a much more sophisticated crowd that we have on EFR. The people are awake, and they're turning other people onto EFR so they can become awake. And we are increasing in numbers. Yahweh is drawing people to himself. I'm watching it happen. I'm seeing more and more different names and good comments and stuff in the chat rooms. I'm very impressed. I'm very pleased. This ministry has really taken off. I wanted to impart knowledge of all the study that I've done, and people are just eating it up. And I'm very, very thankful. I thank all of you for the nice comments. And I'm so happy that everybody is studying and looking stuff up. And I tell people, even in the preface to my hard copy scripture that I publish, doubt me, look everything up. I give you all the Strong's numbers. Every word, if you get the pastor's version with the Hebrew, you can look these words up for yourself. And I give it to you straight, just as it is in the Hebrew Bible. There's no fudging around. I'm not inserting opinions in there. I'm quoting Scripture, same way I do here. Scripture says what it says, and it's churchianity that has perverted it and changed the words and taught error all these years. And they're doing the same thing with these false images that they're doing with Christ and Mother Mary, who's the Queen of Heaven. And they pour out drink offerings to her. That's all paganism. Every bit of it. Sunday worship is paganism. The day of the sun god Mithra. And the Judeo-Christians out there lap this up. And they don't seek to question, because they're comfortable in their little herd. They don't want to be taken out of their comfort zone. Well, literally to hell with their comfort zone. They need to wake up. They need to question. Question your church. Question what you're being taught. Question me. Look it up. I'm giving you Strong's numbers. Question me. Doubt me. Doubt every word that I say, and research it. Don't take what I say verbatim. Look up what I'm telling you. I want you to doubt me. I want you to say, oh, this can't be true. Look it up. And when you look it up for yourself, that light bulb will come on. Oh, man, I didn't know that. That's the whole idea. My people perish for lack of knowledge. And I don't want you to perish. I want you to have the knowledge. And I want you to get it for yourself. Just because I say something on the air doesn't make it true now, does it? Just like the Jews media on TV, if you believe them and don't research what they say, but you'll doubt me, what's wrong with that? Where are you going astray? Doubt me. Please doubt me. Please look this up for yourself. I give you the information where it's found. Look it up. Because when you do that, when you make that effort, It will imprint upon you the knowledge. And once you learn something, you can't unlearn it. You can't unlearn it. It's with you forever. When you know, it's going to make you change your life to match the scripture instead of doing what churchianity has done and changing the scripture to match their dogma that they are teaching you for their own agenda. They have lied to you and lied to you and lied to you all your life. They lied to your parents. They lied to your grandparents. On and on and on. And a lot of these pastors truly believe what they're teaching because they haven't looked it up. They were taught this, indoctrinated in the cemetery schools that they went to. They didn't dare question. Oh, no. Can't question. No, that's not allowed. Don't you dare question Pastor Leibowitz up there, who's given you the Talmud version of Judeo-Christianity and teaching you all their suckers. What can I say? My. They don't teach you who we are. They don't teach you who you are. If you look in the mirror and you see a white person, you are looking at an Israelite. Because when we migrated into Europe through the Caucasus Mountains, they called us Caucasians, the designator for the white race. And there's a pass in the Caucasus Mountains called the Pass of Israel. Now, wake up. You don't need a ton of bricks to fall down on you. You need to know who you are, and then you need to act on it. We are a set apart people, and you need to come out from these Judeo-Christian Talmud churches and start calling on the name of Yahweh and using the name of Yahshua instead of Jesus, which is a perversion. He's not Jesus. He has nothing to do with the pagan god Zeus. He's the son of Yahweh, and his name means Yah is salvation. Yahshua. And there is only one name under the sky that is the Redeemer of the 12 tribes of Israel, and that is Yahshua HaMashiach. And that means the Anointed One, the Messiah. Messiah means Anointed One. We are an anointed people. Israel is anointed by Yahweh. And Yahshua is the anointed of the anointed, the final Passover lamb whose blood covered over forever the past sins of Israel. And if you call on his name and believe on him and follow his teachings, you will be saved from the destruction that is going to come to the goat people that are ruling us now. So, it's coming down to the end of the show here. I need to leave a little time for him to insert the music. And I want to thank all of you for listening and for your comments in the chat room. I'm watching everything and I appreciate it. And I love you in Yahshua Messiah because you are my true brothers and sisters. May Yahweh bless all of you. And until tomorrow, Shalom Aleichem.